sort of like Mike Jordan when I come at the cut. Pass it off like Scott Pippen. So who's ripping? Who's siphon? And who's kicking? Who's ripping?
Yo, who wanna craft it? When I be ripping this rapping,
I be coming with attacking, and you know we ain't slacking.
And it's no one in Boston get jackets. Get all your packets.
Yo, dropping them bombs, so you be telling your moms.
Now I'ma tell you the truth, my cat.
And I'ma tell you that's you and that.
Passing it on, we rapping them on. The sunglasses, glassing them on.
Now we coming so strong, and yo, we do get along.
I wear my sunglasses at night. Never be scared of a fight. I never be scared in a safe.
Nah.
I never be scared in a safe.
No.
Woo! Cypher Kingdom. That's what's up, boys.
Any Kingdom!
Beat. Any beat.
Man, I got one more we're going to have to do next time because we're out of time. But that was dope. That was very dope.
Listen,
gentlemen.
Uncle Sam, you drop a spoon down a pair of wooden, a flight of wooden stairs, I'll rap to that, bro.
Yeah. Yo, next time, do that. I have a request that, you know, we get a good... maybe 20-minute cypher. Then by the time we get open, we can really bless
the people
with some beauty. We will do that.
We will do a big, big old cypher. Anyway, this is LFOD Radio. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. We're here every week, LFODradio.com.
Peace to the world.
Cypher Kingdom.
Bless up.
WMFO in Medford. This is a punk song about bullying by a band called Hmong. Thanks. WMFO in Medford. Just heard Craig LaPointe's new band, Modified Behavior, with a song called New Direction. CD's called Out of Focus. And before that, we started off with Mung, local band, with a song called Fatty from Off the Mark. WMFO in Medford, it's 8:11. Started just a few minutes late, but no big deal. We're good to go here. This past Sunday, I went to the Middle East, and it was kind of refreshing to hear kids playing rock and roll. I refer to anyone under the age of 30 as kids, but these people were really in their teens. And I went to see a band called Lily Black, who were a pop-punk band from Cambridge. And I also stuck around a little bit, and I saw Defret, who are four teenagers. As they describe themselves, they grew up south of Boston. They do original music influenced, and they have many different genres in their music that I could detect. Enjoyed both those bands a lot. And as I said, it's really cool to see, because rock has kind of gone underground in a crazy kind of way, I find. So I like to get out and see kids are still getting it done. And I mix it up as well. As you know, I also play older music. I'm going to start this next little group off with a punk band that helped start things way back when called X. And they're still going. They're coming to the, I think it's the Bright Music Hall in a few weeks. John Doe's coming to Atwood's, lead singer for X, on June 12th. So I'm going to play some X, and then I'm going to play some Lily Black and some Defret as well. A couple of great new local bands. But right now, this is X.
I'm rest of it. Cause his passion on the field took the best of it. He was eating away at the feeling he had. He needed something else. Sooner he was gone and gone mad. He needed adrenaline running through his veins. Need a doctor to take away the pain. With some adrenaline. With some adrenaline. Yeah, and it made him do the things he never said he would do. It's amazing how little makes a man untrue.
All right, that was DeFrette with a song called Adrenaline. Before that, Lily Black. Forgot to mention, as I said, I saw both them Sunday afternoon at the Middle East. I think they both have bright futures. Local kids playing rock music. Before that, X with Hungry Wolf, a punk classic from LA. And they're still going strong as well. Right now I'm going to play something by Bob Mould.
Graduations are a graduate. Eaters, 3 a.m. You've been fishing in the sea. You smell like a whale, and you're lit like a Christmas tree. You're so in love with her. Why you calling me? You wanna see a dog? Oh, oh. You wanna see a lady lie flat? Will you just say her name again, and I'll show you that? I guess I put on quite a show. I guess I made a spectacle. It wasn't me. It was a fair case of vertigo. So you just give my regards to her. You say you got a purple heart. Well, I'm a prisoner of war. Well, I ordered my own today. It'll be delivered by 4. Don't wanna salute to you anymore. You wanna see a bag, count their money. You wanna see a profit, shoot their own damn limb. You just say her name again, and I might go on dim. I guess I put on quite a show. I guess I made a spectacle. It wasn't me, it was a bad case of vertigo. So you just give my regards. Said she'd never let me go. I guess I put on quite a show. It wasn't me, it was a bad case of vertigo. So you just give my regards to her, 'cause I'm your
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Best friend.
I've Had Enough by Jet Black Motorcade. Before that, Come to My Party, Black Joe Lewis. Entertainer off of a great new release by Ruby Rose Fox. And The End of Things from new stuff from Bob Mould off Patch the Sky. I want to talk a minute about a club that's shutting down, Store 54 in Alston. Last day is this Sunday, 7 o'clock. I've only been there a few times, but it's kind of cool because it was one of these. I went there to see Stupidity Last, was the last band I saw there with Andrew Gillis. And it's weird because it's like a record store, vinyl, they still sell records, and it's also a clothing store. And every now and then they used to have live acts. You could go in and pick up a 45 and a dress, I guess, and, you know, be on your way. But it's closing down Sunday. It's in Alston, so you might want to check that out before they say see you later. This set's been kind of rocking tonight. Sometimes I just throw them together, and when I get in here, I say, that was kind of hard. But I did have Ruby Rose Fox in there. She's a little bit on the mellower side. And then it's not going to be any easier right now. I'm going to play something by Nirvana. But after that, I'm going to play an acoustic number and line things up a little bit. But right now, this is Nirvana.
Rocket joint, hurling North Jersey industrial skyline. I'm a hustling, cobra jet crew.
Vintage Trouble with Strike Your Light. I saw them, seen them three or four times. Great live act. I suggest you check them out. Before that, the Phantoms, a Rumbar Records release with Stab My Broken Heart. Springsteen with Open All Night off of Nebraska. The interesting thing about that Nebraska CD is he put that out after his biggest commercial success and his widely praised The River double release CD, album, whatever you want to call it. At the time, it was just an album. It obviously came out in CD form after the fact. But he followed that up, you know, his biggest commercial breakthrough with a acoustic solo effort called Nebraska, which was a great release. A lot of people liked it. I liked it quite a bit. And he later did a lot of those songs in concert with band and by himself in a sparse acoustic-type performance. Before that, we opened it up with Nirvana, with Breed. It's almost 8:50. 10 minutes, it was a quick hour. This is another Rumbar release. This is something by a band called the Backseat Angels.
Oh,
All right, that was The Struts with Could Have Been Me. Before that, The Backseat Angels, Saturday Night, 856 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Sky Bar. I'll see you next week. Watts has a new release coming out in a couple weeks. I got something planned for that, but I will see you next week. I'm going to close with something a little older by a band called The New Model Army. Thanks.